the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the Gospel for this first Sunday after Christmas Day, St. Luke 2, verses 34 and 35. Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is spoken against. And a sword will pierce through your own soul also, that thoughts out of many hearts may be revealed." I have to confess that I don't often remember sermons I hear. But I do remember a sermon I heard on this Lord's Day, the first Sunday after Christmas Day, many years ago, because the preacher used a very vivid image, a picture, that has remained stuck in my mind. And this is what the preacher had to say. "There are drops of blood on all our white Christmases. There are drops of blood on all our white Christmases." And when you think about that, that is an obvious truth. Because no matter how happy the season, how joyful the festival, there are drops of blood on all our white Christmases. We think, for example, of what goes on here in the city of Baltimore. Even during Christmas, the mayhem continues, the shooting, the killing, the stabbing. And then when we look at the world around us, we find that in so many places, people are brutally dealt with, both by tyrannical governments, and also by organizations which are filled with hatred. There are drops of blood on all our white Christmases. The holy days that the church from ancient times has observed on the first 3 days after Christmas Day also point to this truth. I guess we all know that familiar carol, "Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen." And the first day after Christmas Day has always been the feast of Saint Stephen, who is the first martyr. The next day, the church remembers St. John the Evangelist, the beloved disciple who penned the great gospel that bears his name, several letters, and the book of the Revelation. John was not literally a martyr, but he did suffer for the faith. We know that he was exiled to the island of Patmos because of his confession of the child born as at this time. And then the third day after Christmas Day has been kept as the festival of the Holy Innocents, meaning the little boys in Bethlehem who were killed by Herod's soldiers in Herod's futile attempt to destroy the Christ child. And although we don't keep a holy day on this 29th of December, this 29th of December is this year the 849th anniversary of the murder of Archbishop Thomas Becket in Canterbury Cathedral by four knights of King Henry II, who was annoyed that his old buddy Thomas was not a compliant bishop. He said, "Would that someone would rid me of this pestilent priest." Four of his knights took him at his word, made their way to Canterbury, and shortly before Vespers, murdered the archbishop in his cathedral church. There are drops of blood on all our white Christmases. And this truth is pointed to in the words which the aged Simeon spoke there in the temple on the 40th day after Jesus' birth. Simeon blessed the child and his parents. He took the child up in his arms and spoke those so familiar words, "Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel." We can just picture the look of deep contentment, indeed of joy, on the face of that old man as he took in his arms the one he had longed to see, the one whom the Holy Ghost had told him that he would see before he closed his eyes in death. Those words so familiar to us because in every service of Holy Communion, we sing those words after we have received Christ. Not in our arms, but in the holy sacrament of his body and blood. But having prayed that wonderful psalm, Simeon went on to say to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is spoken against," and adds, speaking to Mary, "and a sword shall pierce through your own soul also." And that prophecy was fulfilled all too soon, because after the wise men had left and gone back to their own home by another way, Herod attempted to murder the Christ child, and the angel told Joseph to take the young family and flee into Egypt to protect him from Herod's wrath. And then all through his ministry, our Lord experienced misunderstanding and rejection, and was finally betrayed, arrested, crowned with thorns, unjustly condemned, and crucified. Yes, this child is set for the fall and rising of many in Israel. And the sword prophesied by Simeon pierced the tender heart of the mother of the Lord as she saw her son misunderstood and rejected and finally nailed to a Roman cross. And standing there under that cross of her beloved Son, the sword truly pierced the tender heart of the mother of Jesus. Yes, as we reflect on it all, we know that there are drops of blood on all our white Christmases. But because of the blood shed by Jesus, shed on the cross, this world is not a hopeless, despairing place. It is a world whose sins have in fact been atoned for by God Himself having become man, born of the Virgin Mary, suffering under Pontius Pilate, and crucified. Through His blood, the sins of the world are forgiven, and the doors of heaven opened again to all who put their trust in Him. And so, even though we see at this Christmas, as at every Christmas, that there are drops of blood on our festival, we rejoice that because of the love of that child, born as at this time of Mary, we will one day be with him, with the mother of Jesus, with all the saints and angels, rejoicing forever in his presence, in that heavenly Christmas which knows no end. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.